You might buy it on Canto 7, Chapter 6, the Law of Instruction to Demoniac Schoolmates, Text 26. Dharmartha kam iti yogi tasri varga.
Dharmartha kam iti yogi tasri varga.
Iksha jayi naida damo vidacha varga.
Iksha jayi naida damo vidacha varga.
Manyeta deka akilam nigamasya satyam.
Manyeta deka akilam nigamasya satyam.
Sarva svatmarpanam svasurida paramasya pumsa. Dharma, religion. Artha, economic development. Kama, regulated sense gratification.
Regulated sense gratification.
Iti, thus. Yaha,
which.
Abhidhaha, prescribed. Kivarga, the group of three. Iksha,
self-realization.
Trayi, the Vedic ritual six ceremonies. Naya, logic. Tamo, and the science of law and order. Vivida, varieties of. Cha, also. Varta,
occupational duties.
For one's livelihood. Manye, I consider. Cut them. A cut these. Akilam, all. Nigamasya, other Vedic. Satyam, truth. Svatma arpanam, the full surrendering of oneself. Svasurida, under the Supreme Friend. Paramasya, the ultimate. Kamsa, personality. Translation purport by its divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami for Prabhupada. Religion, economic development, and sense gratification. These are described in the Vedas as Pivarga, or three ways to salvation. Within these three categories are education and self-realization. Ritualistic ceremonies, performed according to Vedic conjunction, logic, science of law and order, and the various means of earning one's livelihood. These are the external subject matters of study in Vedas, and therefore I consider them material. However, I consider surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to be transcendental. Purport. These instructions of Prahlad Maharaj stress the transcendental position of devotional service, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 14.26. Mamjayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sabunam samatityai tan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One engages in full devotional service who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the mode of material nature, thus comes to the level of Brahma. One who fully engages in devotional service to the Lord is immediately raised to the transcendental position, which is the Brahma Buddha state. Any education or activity not on the Brahma Buddha platform of self-realization, is considered to be material. And Prahlad Maharaj says that anything material cannot be the absolute truth. The absolute truth is on the spiritual platform. This is also confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, or 2:45. Where he says, Trigunya Vishya Veda, Nice Trigunya Pavarjana. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, Arjuna, be transcendental to all of them. to act on the joy platform, even one's activity is distracted by the Vedas, is not the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to stay on the spiritual platform, fully surrendered to the Parampara, Param Purusha, Supreme Person. That is the subject of the human mission. That is the object of the human mission. In summary, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and injunctions are not to be discounted. They are the means of being promoted to the spiritual platform. But if one does not come to the spiritual platform, the Vedic ceremonies are simply a waste of time. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Svanusi Tapum Sam, Vishwakseni Vitatuya, Dhavaparya Yati Ratin, Shrama Yavi Kevalam. Duty is dharma executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor that they do not promote attraction to the message of the Supreme Lord. If one very strictly performs the various duties of religion, but does not ultimately come to the platform of surrendering to the Supreme Lord, his methods of attaining salvation or elevation are simply a waste of time and energy. Karmatmakam idiyo vihitasrivarga ipshatrayinayadamo divitasavarta manye tadetar akilam nigamasya satyam satmarpanam svasurita paramasya bhumsaha. Religion, economic development, and sense gratification, these are described in the Vedas as Trivarga, are three ways to obtain salvation. Within these three categories are education, self-realization, ritualistic ceremonies performed according to Vedic injunction, logic, the science of law and order, and the various means of earning one's livelihood. These are the external subject matters of studying the Vedas. Therefore, I consider them material, or I consider surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to be transcendental. The Bhagavad Gita deals mainly with two broad subjects. One is to become transcendental. And the other subject is what to do when you're on the transcendental platform. And therefore there is very elaborate instructions in Bhagavad Gita, especially about how to become transcendental. This is summarized in the 18th chapter. And the 18th chapter, much of it deals with becoming qualified to go from one mode, the one lower modes of material nature, to the higher modes of material nature. There is intelligence in the mode of goodness, there's intelligence in the mode of passion, there's intelligence in the mode of ignorance. Similarly, there is determination, there's happiness, there's work, there's workers, there's conviction, knowledge, and the modes of nature. And one can transcend the modes of material nature, mostly by understanding them properly and acting in the higher modes. So one has to become detached from the lower modes and then attached to the higher modes. And then finally, well, towards the end of the description of the modes of nature, Krishna says, Buddhya Vishuddhyagya go. So Buddhya means by intelligence. Buddhya Vishuddhyagya go. By connecting our intelligence, we become Vishuddhya. We become purified. Purified of what? Of our material conceptions. Our material attachments. Buddhya Vishuddhyagya go. Vitatna Niyam Yasha. And Niyamya means by regulation of the senses. In other words, the soul has to take control of the senses. The senses do not control him. As soon as the senses control oneself, including the mind, then one is under the control of the material energy. Therefore, Buddha, Vishuddhiya, Yukta, Jitatmana. Jita, to conquer, Atma, the soul has to conquer. So what is our conquering? We have to find out what Krishna wants us to do. We have to find out what our duty is, first of all. What we're supposed to be doing right at this moment. Now, it's clear what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to say something about Krishna. And you're supposed to be awake so you can hear it. What it's supposed to listen. Simple, very difficult, though, to execute. Because we don't really have such a taste. We have the body itself has so many demands. We have so many concerns, so many things to worry about. That to hear about, we have nothing to worry about, it's very difficult to listen to. Because we don't accept it so easily. It doesn't seem very practical to us. But Buddha-vishuddhya-vikto-hidatma-niyam-yacha, it takes some practice, some regulation. Shabda-din-vishyat-kyatva-kyatva-kritva-kritva-kritva. Buddha-vishuddhya. Jakta. Shabda dindi shayam jakta. So, sound. Shabda. And vishaya, the sense objects of the senses. So, sounds about the objects of the senses. The shabda dindi shayam, the sense objects. Jakta. We have to give up material sense objects and sound, especially within our minds, which we're most attached to. Shabda-dindishya-kyatva-rada-vesha-vidasticha. So rada is detachment, vesha is aversion. So this is our main enemy. We're attached to so many conceptions in the material world, so many ideas, and vesha. We're also angry at so many things. Mainly, according to Bhagavad Gita, we're hankering to become God, and we hate the fact we can't do it. We're really trying hard to loiter over some part of the material nature, and if we can get a little part of the material nature, then we try to expand it. It's called greed. And because we ultimately are a failure if we're always frustrated and angry. And we blame other people. We want to exploit other people, and when they don't let us, then we become angry at them. Why don't you do that? Why don't you glorify me? Why don't you take me as the center of your existence? He must be a demon. So, Shabda Dindishyan Tyakra Radha Dresha Vidasyata. What does Vidasya mean? Leaving aside anger and hatred. Shabda Dindishyan Tyakra Radha Dresha Vidasyata. Vivikta Desha Lagvasi. Vivikta means to live. Lagvasi, lightly. Lagva. In a small quantity. Living in a small, secluded place. Eating a small quantity of food and controlling the body, mind, and words.
And concentrating the mind
on the on the eternal.
Love and trance. 24 hours a day.
So, we're supposed to always think about Krishna 24 hours a day. Vivikdale desha lagvasi yattava kaya manasa dhyani yoga puro nityam vairagya samupashvitya ahankara balam darpam. And here's the problem. Ahankara, our false ego. To consider ourselves be a little tiny soul, it is very, very difficult. But if we can do that, then we make great progress. If we go to the root of the problem, our false ego, and try to give that up, and considering ourselves to be the servant of Krishna's servant, then there's great, great progress in spiritual life. That's the whole point of initiation, is not to throw grains in the fire and get another name. The whole point of initiation is to accept our position as a servant of Krishna's servants, as a spiritual being. Unless we have the conception that I'm a spiritual being, I'm not this body, and this body is meant for Krishna's service, the servant of the service of the service of the servants of Krishna. Unless we accept that, then initiation has no meaning. It's simply external. It's simply a ritual. Then ahankara, balam, darapam, our false strength, that we have so many things, we have so much wealth, we have so much power, we have so many followers, we have so many material assets. Balam, darapam. Darpa means what? Does anyone know what darpa means? Yes, pride.
It could be pride.
False pride. It's one of the demoniac qualities. Dumbo, darpa, bhima, mascha. Pride, arrogance.
Darpa. Ahankara, balam, darpa. Kamakrodha, parigraham.
And what is the raga and dvesha? It's kama and krodha. I want and I hate. Program. Vimucha vinirma shando brahma buyayo kalpate. And then one is liberated
and enters into the spiritual platform. Vimucha, free from sense of proprietorship. And shanda, always peaceful. Brahma buyayo kalpate. Then one attains the supreme qualified.
And then Krishna summarizes it. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nishoshiti Nakangshiti Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvaktim Labhate Param. And we want to become Prasanatma, joyful all the time, free from anxiety, peaceful. Then we have to give up two things, actually three things, but mainly two things. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nishoshiti. We have to give up hankering and lamenting. Now we're so much used to hankering and lamenting that we don't even know we're hankering and lamenting. We think it's that's me, that's my personality, that's my identity, that's my existence. Hankering and lamenting. We can't imagine a life without hankering and lamenting. And there is no life if we simply give up hankering and lamenting, but we don't hanker for Krishna and lament over the fact that we don't have Krishna. We should hanker for Krishna, and we should lament over the fact that we're not Krishna conscious. So those are the two things we should hanker and lament over. Everything else is a waste of time. Because if we hanker for Krishna, and we lament that we don't have Him, then everything else that we need will be given to us. That much faith we have to have. And samaksaveshu bhuteshu, if we can give up hankering and lamenting, then we have a nice relationship with everyone else. Because our whole distorted conception who in our relationships is all due to our hankering. We're hankering to control and enjoy others and lamenting over the fact we can't do it. We want to be the best, and we lament the fact that we can't be the best. So if we give that up, then we have a much nicer relationship with everyone else. If we can tolerate others and appreciate that they have their own independence, their own existence, their own desires, and we don't try to control them unnecessarily unless we're trying to engage them somehow or another in Krishna service, then our relationship with others will improve greatly. If we don't look at others as objects of exploitation, and we look at others as objects of our service, then our whole existence will change. Service in Krishna consciousness, of course. Then, bhakti mama bijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha titomam tatvato gyatva vishite tat anantaram. Then we can actually do real service and devotion. And then Krishna will reveal Himself to us and we'll understand what's actually going on. Not only theoretically, but by experience. Otherwise, it's good. Artha, Dhamma, Kama, Moksha. These things are very good because they give us the opportunity to gradually understand what is Krishna consciousness, what we're trying to do, how artha, how dharma, artha, kama, moksha gradually get us free from attachment and aversion. How they gradually help us see all living entities equally on the same spiritual platform. So that one day we can enter into actual working in devotion rather than working in a material concept of life. But without becoming Krishna conscious, it is said, shrama eva kevalam, then it's a waste of time. It's like coming to a big feast, but not eating anything. It's nice that you came, but it's good to eat something. Or going to the airport to catch a ride to Brussels, but not getting on the plane. So the whole purpose of the Vedic culture, the Vedic religion, the Vedic philosophy, is to bring us the liberated platform, to work on the liberated platform, so we can begin real devotional service to Krishna. And that's really what our life is. Otherwise, material life means hankering, lamenting, and spiritual life means hankering for Krishna and lamenting for Krishna, putting Krishna there. So eternally we'll always be hankering, lamenting, but without Krishna then it's a waste of time. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? So that verse was Buddha Vishuddhya Yukto Titatmana Niyamya Cha Shabda Din Vishayan Tyaktva Ragadveshu Vidasya Cha Vivakta De Shalagvasi Yatava Kaya Manasa Dhyani Yoga Puro Nityam Vairagya Samupashitya Ahankaram Balam Darpam Kama Krodha Purigraham Vimucha Nimima Shanto Brahma Bhuyayo Kalpate. Being freed from, being purified by intelligence and controlling the mind with determination, one who gives up the objects of the senses, who always is in trance, being free from attachment, hatred, who lives in a secluded place, eats little, who controls the body, mind, and the power of speech, who is always in trance and is detached, free from false ego, false pride, false strength, lust, anger, and acceptance of material things, free from false proprietorship, and peaceful, such a person is certainly elevated position of self-realization. So it's a nice verse to, real, to remember.
What we're trying to do.
Yes, Mataji. Hari Ram.
Hare
is
Krishna.
It on? Yes, it's on.
It's working?
Yeah.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. My question is, can we get sattva if the environment in which we live is chaotic or dirty?
No.
Thank you.
If we have some ability to clean and to make it organized, and if we don't, then we must be in the mode of ignorance. One in the mode of goodness couldn't tolerate, couldn't bear to live in such an atmosphere. It's like if you're a fish and you put it on land. Now, can a fish on land be happy and peaceful? No, it's immediately the first thing it wants to do is get back into the water. So, sattva means organization and cleanliness, especially cleanliness. So, it's unclean and we're tolerating it, we must be in ignorance. Anything else? Yes. Yeah. This is a marathon. Pass the baton.
Thank you, Maharaj. These verses brief, describing how to become eligible for Brahma Buddha platform. We are hopefully there, trying to become eligible. But Krishna is saying about revealing himself not until Brahma Buddha platform is reached. How he reveals himself before that?
By acting on the Brahma Buddha platform.
Uh-huh.
We can try and act on the Brahma Buddha platform. There's no devotional service is on the Brahma Buddha platform. So we try to perform devotional service and we try to do it with attention and with care. And then Krishna will reciprocate with us. Our method is not to take it step by step. Our method is to start with devotional service and then try to concentrate on it and become detached from all these sense of proprietorship and lust and anger. Try not to become identified with it. Try to identify ourselves as a servant to Krishna's servant and pray to Krishna with the intelligence how to do that service better. The Dhammi Buddha Yogam Tam. First Krishna says, Tesham Sadatam Yuktanam Bhajantam Priti Purvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamupyanti Te. To those who constantly devote themselves to worshiping me with love, then I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Out of compassion for them, I dwell in their heart, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So by performing devotional service in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna has given us intelligence how to improve it and ultimately obtain his mercy. And when Krishna, as Krishna reveals himself, when he sees our sincerity, then we become free from all these anarthas that are described in that verse. And we can come to the platform of fixing our minds in trance upon Krishna and giving up all these other things. Buddha Vishuddhya Yukto. So the best way of using our intelligence is engaged in Krishna consciousness and pure devotional service. Anything else? Thank you very much. Krantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.